The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Thurles. We've got a 7-race National Hunt car to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
In good form, mate. Yes, in good form.
Good man, yes. You are in good form. You had quite a day on Wednesday.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad little night, yeah. I think four winners, wasn't it? And a couple of the stronger bets won on the car, particularly the first one, Whaley A, who got the job done. A good bit of riding by Shane Fowler. I thought he kept in Akasaka as well. He kept his main rival in and prevented that horse getting a smooth passage through. But good bit of race riding, and Mickey Halford's team continues to thrive. So we'll be very much looking towards the Halford Meister when he ships up tomorrow night, of course, Dundalk again on a Friday.
Yes, we've got that to look forward to tomorrow night. What about today, Andy? What were your thoughts on Thurles today?
Well, the mares take centre stage, don't they, really, Mark? The 225 and the 255 look the two main events. Particularly the handicap, worth €10,000, which brings together plenty of informed rivals. Hellcat Maggie's been in good form, Dashing Lady, Cloudy Rock. So that's the one that I'm mainly interested in. But my Nap is also a mare as well. She runs in Open Handicap Company later on the card.
Okay, yeah, good day for the mares then, potentially. Let's get stuck into it, Andy. The first race is the 12.55. We start here with a beginner's chase over 2¾ miles, and we have 4-1 co-favourites of three this morning with Salt Mills, Blackie, Like It A Lot and Old Castle Town, all 4-1. It's 92 for Once and Always, 7-1 for the Doorman, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open start to the card here, Andy. So what are your thoughts in the 12.55?
Yeah, not a bad beginner's chase this, but very competitive and not one that I'm willing to part with my money, I must admit, but got to give a selection anyway. And the one I'm going to go with here is Like It A Lot from the Paul Nolan stable, basically because he comes out of that very good maiden hurdle, which was won by Seamus on the 11th of October at Fairy House. And because the winner's gone in again, the third has won, Mill Forge, and also Oscar Invitation, who is fifth, have all subsequently boosted that form. I'm just desperate to get with anything that's showed up in that race. And Like It A Lot stayed on quite takingly in the latter stages. That was probably his best run over hurdle so far. He also run a couple of other nice races as well along the way, but that was definitely the pick. And he's a former point-to-point placed horse as well, so he's had the experience of jumping slightly larger obstacles. Also, the brush hurdles as well were in operation last time out at Fairy House, so his technique shouldn't be too much of an issue. Comes from a stable that's going well at the moment, Paul Nolan. Danger as well, Old Castle Town probably would be the main one. Front runner who made all last time out at Tremor, jumps really well, won in a fast time, beat Crown Theatres, won subsequently. And then you chuck in the likes of Henry de Bromhead, Salt Mills Blackie from the unstoppable de Bromhead, Burke Axis. And then you've got Once Always, the Doorman and Close One, all representing powerful stables that do well in beginner's chases. This is a real decent event to start the day off. But as I said, I'll stick with the form for that Fairy House race and go with Paul Nolan's Like It A Lot.
Okay, Like It A Lot in the first race. The 125 is the second race on the card. This is a handicap chase over 3 miles for four-year-olds and older that are rated 0-109. And Embracing Change is the 11-4 market leader as we record this. Federici, bit of a nibble on that, 7-2 into 3-1. 8-1 for Co-Star and Banana Flambe. 10-1 for Classic Event and The Book Thief. And then 12s or bigger for the others. Just starting with Embracing Change, Andy. Had one or two problems. Hasn't been on the race course as often as you'd expect, maybe for a 9-year-old, but seems to be making up for lost time. A good effort in Punchestown two starts ago, and then a winner last time when looked like he was going to get the better of Banana Flambe before that particular rival unseated, and that horse does reoppose as well. So what do you make of this race, Andy?
Yeah, having tipped Embracing Change on his last two starts, I'm not really willing to jump off the bus at this particular juncture, particularly now he's in great form. And it's since he's had the blinkers on, which has really transformed Robert Tyner's 9-year-old into the horse he is at the moment. He's already proven that he got good form over the larger obstacles because he's a five times point-to-point winner. But he just seems to have come of age of late, and he should have won at Punchestein two starts back. He made a slow jump at four out, which cost him the race, and then he made up for that with a pretty smooth victory down in Clonmel last week. He's not the only horse that's reappearing after a win at Clonmel last week. So I'm desperate to get with him again. He's only up £4 for that win, but I thought he won with a little bit more in hand than the official margin suggests. Yes, Banana Fombe fell at the last, but I think he was well beaten at the time anyway. And Edward O'Grady's charge doesn't exactly inspire you with his winter run ratio. The danger's likely to come from Federici here. A dual hurdle winner last year in the depths of winter when the ground was bottomless. He probably could do with a bit softer ground than he's going to be encountering this afternoon. But he does come here in good nick, having run well on his fourth start over fences behind Mr. Otelia. That horse finished second the other day off a mark of 122 in a decent chase down in Galway. So off a mark of 109, this 115 rated hurdler very much is the one to keep an eye on in the market. And already the each way favourites have been after him as well, nibbled at William Hill from 4-1 into 3-1. But I'm going to stick with Embracing Change. If, as the saying goes, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And Robert Tyner's horse is always worth a second look at this track.
Okay, on to the third race next, which is the 155. We're into main company for this. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, so 2¾ miles. And we have an odds-on favourite in the shape of Killer France, who's 8-13. 5-2 for Morning Wing. Marvellous Moment is 5-1. 10-1 for Sly Guff 2. And then 33-1, all big up prices for the others. You've already highlighted the form behind Sheamus in one of the earlier races, Andy. And Killer France arguably ran his best race to date when second behind Sheamus last time. So what do you think he's worthy of the 8-13 price tag?
Well, it's got to be the pick, isn't it, really, Mark? Yeah, having extolled the virtues of Like It, lots of chances in the first race. Hopefully he'll run well. There's no real reason to desert that form that was won by Sheamus on the 11th of October. He looks a really progressive horse from the Desi Hughes stable, and the third and the fifth have also gone in as well. So I've got to stick with it. You could argue that Color France is a little bit expensive to follow, having had 8 runs and not yet won. But like I say, he just keeps bumping into one or two. And to be perfectly honest, I don't think the heavy ground's really done many favours for him on more than one or two occasions. It's probably cost him his finishing effort, but that was his best return the other day on a decent surface. He's going to get good ground to run it on again. And Noel Meat also in fantastic nick. So I'm going to stick with a favourite here, Color France.
Okay, Color France then in the 155. The 225 is race 4 on the card, and this is a mare's handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. As Andy's already mentioned, quite a good race. €10,000 to the winner here. And Hellcat Maggie and Cloudy Rock are both 4-1 at the top of the betting, but there has been a bit of a nibble on Cloudy Rock, who was 5-1 earlier today. 5-1 for Dazzling Susie, 6-1 for Dashing Lady. Triplets Joy is 7-1. Money for Popswell, 10s into 7s. 8-1 for Maria, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Some informed runners here, Andy, some nice mares in action here. So which one do you side with?
I'm going to go with the top one here, Hellcat Maggie. Again, another horse that I've been on the right side of on more than one or two occasions. And I thought her run the other day in that Grade 3 hurdle down in Downroyal was a really good one. It was arguably her best ever effort. She was rather pitched into the deep end as well by Edward O'Grady, having won 3 races off the reel. She likes good ground. She's a strong traveller. And although she didn't threaten the leaders on that particular occasion down at the Northern Ireland venue, you know, to only get beat sort of 15-odd lengths by what potentially is a decent Grade 1 hurdler in the future, I didn't think it was a bad effort at all. Certainly the speed figures suggested that race is a hot one. The race has only run slightly slower than Little King Robin's race, who won the WKD hurdle half an hour later. But the sectional times of that race were a little bit better than Colin Bowe's mare, particularly Hellcat Maggie. If you actually break her sectional times down, do a circuit time for her, she run an identical circuit time to Little King Robin. So off a mark of 121 here, if she's not feeling the effects of that run the other day, then she's definitely the one to beat for me. She stays the trip really well, whereas Cloudy Rock, albeit there's good money for her this morning, I'm not totally convinced this horse is going to stay the 2.5 mile trip. She was, say, out on her feet the other day at Galway, but she was definitely fading in the latter stages, and I'm not totally convinced by her stamina, so I'm definitely going to put a fork in her, particularly as there's going to be plenty of pace on her. You've got Dazzling Susie in the lineup and one or two other front runners. So a strongly run race on good ground, or certainly Hellcat Maggie, and that running down roll the other day in a Grade 3, certainly good enough for me to side with her at what looks a decent and generous looking 4-1.
Okay, Hellcat Maggie then in the 2.25. The 2.55 is race 5 on the card, and the mare's in action here in a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and Silver Sally is the 6-4 market leader. 9-4 for My Blue-Eyed Girl. Kerrigan Kegelia is 7-1, 10-1 for Lizzie's Way. DeGenerous is 12-1, 14-1 for Star Lily and Think of Me, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. This bunch of mares, Andy, not quite in the same kind of bracket as the ones in the race before, makes it a little bit tricky here. So what are your thoughts on the 2.55?
Yeah, it's, as you said, Mark, a race which is thin on the ground quality wise. Silver Sally ran behind that Cloudy Rock at Galway on its last start, so all eyes will be on that particular form line to see how the winner of that race fares in the race previously. But I think the one to beat here is My Blue-Eyed Girl, and for that reason I do think 9-4 stroke 5-2 is not a bad price for Gillian Callaghan's mare, particularly as I think she might have won the last day down in Downpatrick when she was still going well and looked as though she got one or two horses safely in her pocket when she fell at the last. If she would have stayed on her feet and won that race, then you know we'd all be sort of jumping up and down to back her here. Well, you wouldn't be able to back her because it'd be the main hurdle, but you know what I mean. It's certainly solid form. Knight's Parade is a decent horse trained by Gordon Elliott. Her first run back off the back of a layup was obviously a disappointing one, but she had been a year off the track, and prior to that she'd run quite respectably in plenty of other decent maiden hurdles. She also likes going right-handed. She likes fast ground. Her only career victory came on good to firm ground at Wexford, so the dry overnight conditions at Thurles tonight will definitely suit this mare. So, as I said, at 9-4, she definitely looks the value bet in that race for me.
Okay, possible bit of value there then. In that race, the 3.25 is the penultimate race this afternoon. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-95, and Diamond Dame heads the betting at 11-10 now from 11-8. 7-1 for Cloudy Morning. The Bugler is 8-1, as is Ice Princess. 12-1 for Flower Picker. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. I happen to know that your nap runs here, Andy, so tell us which one and why.
Yeah, this is a pretty straightforward selection here. No prizes for originality, but I'm desperate to get with this Diamond Dame, who literally sauntered to victory the other day at Clonmel, something to behold. Never really gave her pilot on that particular occasion any anxious moments whatsoever. Literally went through the race on the bit and never had to twitch, really, and she just looks a mare in fantastic form. I do like backing Shark Hanlon's horses as well when they're in good form. It's All an actor horse who many podcasters will know has been in such great nick throughout the autumn period, managed to reel off three, four races on the spin. And I've got a funny feeling this mare can do exactly the same. She's only £6 higher from that win, but I think the handicapper has seriously underestimated this horse's capabilities. This is an absolutely desperate race as well. I mean, Shark Hanlon could not have found an easier race for this horse to go back to back him. The fact that the Boogler, second favourite horse, who's 0-12, he's second favourite in the lineup, it tells you all you need to know about this race. I thought this horse would be odds on this morning when I looked on the morning line. Absolutely staggered that you could back it at 11-10. I predict he'll go off 4-5, 4-6, and he'll win like one as well. So Diamond Dame, a very, very confident vote, and the nap in the 3.25.
Okay, nap selection there then in the 3.25. The 3.55 is the final race, and we finish here with a 2 mile bumper, and Bowen's Court is the 9-4 favourite. Midsummer Cranston is 11-4, 9-2 for Lockmore Queen. Chasing Waterfall 7-1, Barron Hill 10s with Don Vincenzo and Hull 9 yards, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Interesting that the newcomers are dominating the betting here, Andy. It's a bit tricky to work out because there's not real any form to go on. So how would you play the last race?
Yeah, educated guesswork, isn't it here, Mark? I'm not going to sit here and try and tell your granny to suck eggs in a race like this. If you've got an opinion, if you've got a word for something on the street, then by all means, don't let me stand in your way. What we can say is that the favourite, it could be a very interesting runner here, filly by Westerner. Do like Westerner's Asylum. Mags Mullins got a really good record in bumpers. Obviously, the market's going to tell us all we need to know about that one. Midsummer at Cranston as well, another horse who comes from a yard that likes a bit of a punt or two in the ring as well. I think Jim Colotti's getting a bit of a reputation for horses of being well backed in the betting. They had one the other day down in Fairy House, which was back from, I think it was like 6-7-1, and went up 9-4, even 2-1 favourite. He didn't win, but just shows you the sort of prowess and the authority he has in the market nowadays. Since he's big victories on his CV. But then you've got quite a few other horses with bits and pieces of form in as well. So, in short, it's a race I haven't got a particularly strong view in. All I would say is do watch the market on those unraced horses, particularly that Jim Colotti horse. If I had to put up a selection, Midsommar Cranston would be the one.
Okay. Midsommar Cranston. I was just looking to see what it meant. It's a place in Stockholm. So there you go.
Had to be, didn't it?
It had to be, yeah, of course. Who wouldn't have known that?
No.
Let's have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
I will do, yeah. I would say there are two strong bets on this card today, very similar to Dundalk last night. We'll start off with the Beginner's Chase, which I think will throw out plenty of future winners. Hopefully Like It A Lot will go well for me in that particular race. I'll have to stick with Embracing Change, who's only got a £4 penalty for winning quite comfortably at Clonmel last week. Calore France has got all the form to take that maiden hurdle in the 155. Hellcat Maggie, if you can back her each way, I think if you can get sort of 4-1, 9-2 about her, I think you'll be on safe ground there. She ran an absolute screamer in a very good Grade 3 race on the numbers down in Down Royal the other day. And while she's in form, I definitely want to stay with her. 255, not much of a race, but My Blue Eyed Girl should take all the beating there. The best bet on the card by an absolute mile is this Diamond Dame in the 325. I do think she's a mile better than this particular field this afternoon. I'll be very, very disappointed if she doesn't follow up under just a £6 penalty. And then the final race, very much a watching brief, but Midsommar Cranston is definitely the one to keep an eye on in the betting.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with those selections and enjoy Fairless this afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.